Before Levees.org took over her life in November 2005, Sandy Rosenthal was a New Orleans marketing professional.
All of my work has always been taking complex material and making it easy for people to understand.
When Katrina threatened, Rosenthal and her family evacuated, first to Jackson, Mississippi, then to Lafayette.
I spent all of my time reading the internet, watching television, listening to the radio, and consuming all of the information. And it became apparent to me very early on that things were not adding up, things were not making sense.
How, she wondered, could New Orleans have dodged a bullet with significant but not catastrophic wind damage, as officials initially declared, and at the same time been inundated by a storm so powerful it overwhelmed the levees, as the story began to be spun after 80% of the city flooded? The answer to that question became apparent to Sandy Rosenthal in the weeks after the storm. The levees weren't overwhelmed by a monster hurricane. They failed in the face of a storm they were supposedly designed to withstand. And Sandy Rosenthal discovered just how widely misunderstood that key distinction had become in a heated conversation one day that fall with a man from Alexandria.
And I was trying to explain to him how the flooding of New Orleans was not a simple case of a natural disaster. The flooding of New Orleans was a case of engineering failure, and that our flood protection did not perform properly. And the individual, who I should thank, by the way, was very belligerent with me, angry with me, yelled at me, and told me it was my fault that my city flooded because I should not have been living there in the first place. That was the day I realized something needed to be done to address this egregious misunderstanding going on by the American people.
At the suggestion of her computer-fluent son, Stanford, Rosenthal decided to create a website and call it levees.org.
It's almost comical for me to look at our very, very first website. It was so simplistic, but I have to say that the goals may have changed, the tactics may have changed, the look may have changed, but one thing has remained the same, and that is the mission. And the mission is education about what really happened in Metro New Orleans, why New Orleans flooded.
One of the first things Rosenthal did with the levees.org site was to solicit signatures on a petition to President Bush, asking him to make good on the promises he made to fully rebuild New Orleans in his Jackson Square speech a few weeks after Katrina. After just one night on the site, the petition had garnered 200 signatures.
It gave us credibility. We were an organization. We had a website. We had 200 members. We must be somebody. And now I'm proud to say the organization now stands at 23,800 supporters and growing.
Levees.org quickly became a point of connection for people fighting to get the truth about what happened in New Orleans out to the public and to decision makers.
Experts of various shapes and forms came forward and offered their expertise free of charge. One of those experts was somebody who once used to work on Capitol Hill. His name is Vince Pasquantonio, and he's the one that very politely but firmly showed me that the way to get things done when it comes to our nation's Congress is you have to work with them. You do not talk directly to our nation's president. And he showed me the importance of setting up an engine on our website such that any individual, anywhere in the country can log on to levees.org and with a simple click of a mouse shoot off a letter to their member of Congress on whatever that issue may be.
One goal levees.org continues to lobby Congress for is the establishment of a bipartisan 9/11-style 829 commission for the purpose of an
independent investigation of the engineering failures and the decision-making involved in those failures that occurred on August 29th.
And Sandy Rosenthal remains concerned with the mixed results of an informal survey she conducts with people around the country when she travels.
So my first question is, okay, why did New Orleans flood? More and more people are saying, oh, I know why, because the levees broke. That's good. However, most Americans fail the second question, and that is, okay, well, whose responsibility was it for that failure? And most Americans say, well, the local New Orleanians. They misspent the money. The failure of the levees in New Orleans was a federal responsibility. And until the American people understand that it was a federal responsibility, they will never see rebuilding as a federal duty. And that's a very important distinction.
Levees.org founder Sandy Rosenthal. Find out more at WWNO.org. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.